Christian being. If Yahweh, if Yahshua healed the Canaanite woman's daughter, we are to follow his example, right? That means, and chances are that they were probably more white than Canaanite. Okay, is it their fault that their parents mongrelized? Okay,
it's their misfortune though, because it means they can never be in the kingdom.
That's right, they can't. But all I'm saying is that there's no need. There's no law that says all mongrels will be executed under the law. It just says we shouldn't do that, and if we stop doing that, then there will no longer be any mongrels. There's no need to execute them, and of course, everything that offends will be rooted out. Okay?
And aren't mongrels
it doesn't mean
an offense,
it will be rooted out exactly at the judgment day.
Mongrels are an offense, though. You'd concur with me on that point.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And when the tares are tossed into the furnace,
yeah,
it sounds like the furnace is a less than ideal place to be.
Well, of course, that's where they get destroyed.
So the tares just aren't sent to another bread shop somewhere down the road to mind their own business and leave the wheat alone.
Yeah. Well, certainly, let's say that it's debatable as to whether any partially, let's say a white person who's got 1/10 Canaanite blood.
Well, then he's not white.
Well, okay, a lot of people who think they're white may not be white.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying that Yahweh doesn't care, even though these persons are not guilty of committing any sin except having been brought forth into the world by two mongrelizing parents?
But I would say that their existence is a sin.
But they can't be punished for the sins of their parents.
Can't they, though? Doesn't it say that
no.
Certain sins will be visited on the children?
We will all be judged by our works, okay? And the whole situation is, obviously we agree, okay, that that blacks and mongoloids, if Isaiah 13:14 can be believed, it says that all these people will go back to their countries of origin, okay? So you want me to read that passage?
If you'd like, but
sure.
I've noticed, too, that in Jeremiah, it says, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush.
Right, right.
Oh,
well,
shall they fall among them that fall at the time I visit them? They shall be cast down, saith Yahweh. And who cannot blush?
Well, exactly. I mean, all mongrelization will cease, okay?
Well, all mongrelization will cease because there won't be anybody to mongrelize with.
But it doesn't say that about blacks and Mongolians. It doesn't say that they will be destroyed. It says, here, let me read Isaiah 13:13-14. Therefore will I shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place. We're talking about the judgment day here. In the wrath of Yahweh of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. Are we agreed that we're talking about the judgment day here?
It sounds that way,
it
yeah.
Sure sounds like it, doesn't it? Okay. Verse 14, and it shall be as the chaste roe, and as a sheep that no man takes up. They shall every man ish, I-Y-S-H in the Hebrew.
You said we're in Isaiah, what chapter again, sir?
This is Isaiah 13,
okay.
Verse 13 and 14.
All right.
They shall every man ish, which means mortal, it's not Adam. It's not Adam there. They shall every man-ish turn to his own people and flee everyone to his own land. Okay? We will be given the lands that Yahweh has given us.